Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. Gary Moore is our guest. He's our good friend. He's with us. He's the former VP of Investments at Payne Webber. He's a former Wall Street guy. And he finally decided to, he didn't want to be part of that world. And so he moved to Florida and took his financial investing business with him. And he's been writing books and speaking and getting a lot smarter ever since. Somehow he got a lot smarter after he left Wall Street. He's the author of Faithful Finances 101. He's a disciple of the late Sir John Templeton. And he's our good friend, Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. I only got smarter after I started appearing on your show.
You know, Gary, I'm glad you've lurched uncontrollably to that appraisal because I get that all the time from folks. So I'm glad you're.
I bet you do. I used to think it was enlightening hanging around Sir John, and then I met Jim Blasingame, and it just seems peanuts.
I get that all the time. Hey, Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that is a kind of a sleeper situation going on in the economy right now that I predicted for 2011 would start getting a little bit worse, and it did, and I think you've got some information that's going to prove that may even get a little bit worse still. And that's this idea of inflation. I predicted, part of my 2011 predictions was that inflation would rise pretty good bit in 2011. And it went up from 1.5 to 3.5 this year, and
that's correct.
So that's one of the little sleeper gotchas that the economy is waiting on us for right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the funny thing is nobody seems to care, Jim. But I can remember when Gerald Ford launched the Whip Inflation Now campaign. He had win button.
Right.
W-I-N. And the reason was he was scared to death of 3% inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that today.
We're actually
lucky that it's not much worse. The Federal Reserve is increasing the money supply right now at about a 20% annual rate, Jim.
20%.
That's higher than it was at the bottom of the 08 crisis, Jim, in early 08. And the reason is Europe, of course.
They're doing that by selling treasuries?
Yeah, there's lots of methods they can use, Jim, but usually they do treasuries. You know, they said they sell treasury bonds, and they're doing what's called a twist right now. They sell some, buy some, and it gets complicated. But the long story short is the central banks of the world last week, the stock market exploded because the central banks made it very clear to the markets that they were more concerned about slowing economies than they were about inflation.
Mm-hmm. Yet we still have, and that was a change for them, wasn't it?
It was. Everyone had been assuming that they were going to back off. The Fed has two pillars, I guess, that it's supposed to operate under, and one is maintaining a stable inflationary rate, but then the other, which is in tension with it, is the unemployment rate.
Mm-hmm.
What they signaled last week is they're more worried about unemployment than they are the inflation
rate.
And
Europe is going through a seas right now where their pillar was always just price stability, just inflation, and not unemployment, but now not the economy, but now they're starting to become a little bit more bicameral over there, more bilateral in the way that they look at things, aren't they?
Yeah, and then what's hard to understand is Germans, of course, are the linchpin in all of Europe, and their great fear, where our fear is of the Great Depression and disinflation, deflation.
Right.
The Germans' great fear, of course, is inflation.
Inflation,
and they're being very, I wouldn't say stubborn, but concerned about causing inflation right now, while a lot of us, and you know, especially over here, believe they need to be more concerned about deflation and unemployment.
Exactly.
So it's real policy.
So bottom line, before we take this break, you're concerned that inflation is going to is going to become entrenched pretty soon, and start taking a toll on the economy.
I think we'll discuss that after the break, but I think there are reasons to be very concerned that that's going to happen, Jim.
Right.
And we'll explain that after.
I'm gonna ask Gary where's that how's that going to manifest? Where's it going to come from? And what do you and I need to be prepared for in our small businesses? How should we be budgeting? What should we be? Should we be hedging at all? What should we be doing with our money? Should we be hoarding it or spending it and investing it? And we're going to talk about that with Gary Moore after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.